Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to learn about something new in the farm radio business. And that's not something that you've heard much recently, something new in that area. I've got on the phone with me Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet, and also Patrick Cavanaugh. And we're going to meet Patrick here in a moment, but I'm going to turn to Gary first because we're actually kind of doing this this podcast this week on a coast-to-coast basis. You're in Florida, Patrick's in California. Why don't you start out, Gary, and tell us what you got going on? It's a big announcement today.
Well, yes, it is for us. We're excited to announce, actually, the launch of AgNet West Radio Network and the partnership AgNet West Media, LLC, between Patrick and his wife, Lori, and myself and my wife, Robin Lofton, here at Southeast AgNet, that brings local farm broadcasting to the states of California and, you know, the number one ag state. It's just going to be a pleasure working with Patrick, and we're just excited to be making that announcement.
So at this point, what kind of, where are you at? I mean, what's are you up and running? Is there programming? What's the status?
Yeah, actually, that was kind of the fun part of this. You know, Patrick and I met a few months back, really. I've run into him a few times here and there. He's been in AFB for a while, and he stays really, as I've gotten to know him better, plugged in very much at the local level in California, so we don't see him a lot on the national scene as much. But as we got to know each other, we filled each other's blanks really well. I mean, he was looking to get into the farm radio network business in California because the state didn't have a local farm network from within the state, and he's right there close to Fresno and very involved with his own two magazines in that respect, and the editor, and been involved in ag media out there for decades. So he's very plugged in and had that ambition, and we, of course, got an established operations staff here that allowed us to provide him some of the nuts and bolts from an operational standpoint, and everything's operational as of this moment. Our website's up and running. Programs are available to radio stations. We've got several stations in the process of affiliation meetings and that kind of thing, and we just decided to go ahead with a soft launch on it and let people know what we're doing and that we are fully operational and coming on board in California.
All right. Well, when you say, you know, staying local in California, there's a lot to cover in California. So that could be a full-time job. I can see that for sure. Patrick, tell us a little bit about yourself for some people who may not know you. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing?
Well, I have roots actually in California where Gary's is headquartered. I went to the University of Florida and graduated with an agricultural degree in 1981. And I passed through Ocala many times, which is just south of Gainesville. And I came out to California, well, I actually came out to Arizona before I came to California and actually farmed some table grapes there. I had some background in agricultural production, obviously. And so I farmed about 500 acres of table grapes, some flame seedless and some other varieties there in Arizona. And then I ended up gradually moving my way to California because I was so impressed with the incredible production here. California, my gosh, it's a $37 billion powerhouse. You know, Iowa's number two, and it's $23 billion, $14 billion less than California. And so California was so dynamic in all the different crops, over nearly 500. You hear that word a lot, that number a lot, 500 crops, but it's probably more than that when you talk about all the different varieties of the squash, the different varieties of almonds and walnuts and pistachios and all the specialty crops. And the specialty crops in California is what makes California great, and it's the food that really people love to eat. When I met Gary, you know, back in March, you know, I realized that his region, Florida, and his southeast region, is a big specialty crops region as well. So he brings a lot to the party here of AgNetWest.com to administrate and his experience of the networking system and things I didn't know too much about. I have been, last 3 years, I've actually been reporting on radio. I got into radio because of some opportunities, and I've been a print editor for many years. What brought me to California was to be an editor of some specialty crop magazines, and I know the nut industry and the vegetable industry and the grape industry very well, and other crops as well. But I got involved in radio reporting, and I've been just out here reporting every day from the field, and I know the people out here, and it's been a great experience, and we're expanding that. It's a dream of mine to really expand that out and to create a network out here that's never been seen in the number one ag state.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds exciting, and I know, like anything new, there's a lot that goes into this, especially on the head end of this. For the radio stations out there, what are you offering to them? We're pretty familiar with what Southeast AgNet does down in the Florida, Georgia, Alabama region. How about for your stations out in California?
Well, we're offering really in the field reporting, very relevant reporting of what's going on in this state, talking to farmers, talking to the industry, talking to the people in the field themselves, really bringing agricultural production and really interesting stories to the listeners. We're going to have four headline stories. One is called In AgNet News. We're going to have With Farm and Ranch Headlines, Specialty Crop News, Out and About in Western Agriculture. All four of those are will be different programs, but we can plug in anything we want into those areas because they all kind of blend with each other. So we're going to provide fresh, new actualities, voices, lots of voices, keeping it very local in this state, throughout the entire state of California.
So if there are agri-marketers who would like to contact you, get information to you, which I'm assuming you probably already have those types of relationships, but for those who are going to probably see this and go, yeah, we need to get them on our list or whatever, how do they contact you? What would be the best way?
Yeah, you want to take that one?
Chuck, as far as advertising and business matters, our office in Ocala would handle those calls, and Robin Lofton, who oversees our entire marketing and sales machine here at Southeast AgNet, will be overseeing and handling the sales for AgNet West going in. So Robin is going to be the contact for all of those calls. Of course, as farm director and the out and about news guy, any news calls, industry calls, and that kind of thing need to go to Patrick's office out west, and we've got a direct line to share, so we're on the phone to each other regularly and back and forth. So that's the way we'll be handling
part. So we get that contact information, I think you said it, Patrick, at agnetwest.com?
You certainly can get all that. There's a big release going out today within hours. Well, that for your podcast, that won't make much sense, but there's a big release going out this week, and there will be lots of contact information there as well.
Well, before we close here, kind of looking ahead a little bit, either or both of you can answer. What's your vision for the future for this? What do you kind of hope in terms of, you know, anything from your stations and coverage to programming to whatever else might be that you might want to share at this point?
Patrick, you want to go first? We can both chime in a little on that, I think. But
go ahead,
Patrick.
You go first. That'd be great. No problem.
Well, you know, briefly, the main thing I think from the listener's perspective is local service of farm broadcast news for the market. You know, we in this year's specialty crop issues, and the farm bill is a great example. There's been a tremendous discussion about issues that went into the last farm bill round that were very good for specialty crop growers to stay competitive, for example, and a lot of that was up in the air in debate this year. A lot of attacks on specialty crop things that were important to those growers, and there's a specialty crop states coalition of only five or six or seven states, I think, across the land that impact, and like a third of the votes in Congress rest. And you look at states like the fourth most populous state of Florida, California, a huge population state, number one, I think, in that regard. So, I mean, these are huge agricultural states as well. So, really, the issues on the table that we cover are going to be a tremendous, I think, boon for both of us to be able to give different perspectives on issues that both farmers in his region and farmers in our region are all concerned with from that perspective, from a local angle. So I'm kind of excited to expand the specialty crop coverages the way we'll be able to through this partnership.
Well, the specialty crops are so valuable out here in California, and we're trying to groom the affiliates that we're going to be working with out here to run some midday reporting as well to enable even the consumers. There's about 38 million people in California, and they're almost nearly all of them are on the freeway at one time, and so they got their radios on, and maybe we'll educate some of those consumers about what's going on in California. But most importantly, our philosophy is to help growers realize what's going on in terms of pests and diseases and markets and things that are going on in Washington, D.C., of course, but keeping it very local, specifically very local, to help those growers make a profit, to help them be more profitable. So, because if they succeed, AgNet West is going to succeed as well with them.
I'll tell you what, congratulations, both of you, on this new venture. And if there's you know, any announcements you got, you know that AgWire is always looking for that kind of stuff. Anything else that we didn't touch on that you'd like people to know?
No, stay tuned. We'll have some more announcements upcoming, I'm sure. We appreciate the interest, and thanks for the time and the help on the announcement, Jeff.
All right. Well, thanks to Gary Cooper with Southeast AgNet and also AgNet West, and Patrick Cavanaugh for being our guest this week on our Zimcast. That is the program for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.